10 past 11, where we are in the Highcross Centre. If you're in Leicestershire or Rutland, the time is probably not too different. Of course, you could be listening anywhere to us around the world, because we're online at bbc.co.uk/Leicester. Now, King and I, Curve Theatre, soar away success. And we've got some of the cast here, and Jim Davis is with them.
Well, believe it or not, Tony, more than 8,500 people have packed out the performances to date. That's incredible. And they're running through to the 15th of January. Another 20,000 tickets for its run have also been sold since then. It's just going so well. Demand is so high, they've had to put on extra performances. And I think that's largely down to the leading man who joins us right now. Chuck Siptain is here. Hello, Chuck.
Bless you, Jim. Here's the check.
Thank you very much. Now, you may have seen you in, what, BBC's Hustle? You were in that, weren't you? You appeared in
Well, you won't have seen it yet. It's not actually gone out. It's the new series. Ah. I think it's the third episode of the new series, which begins in January. So I think I'm on in February.
Okay.
You've been in Doctor Who, though, as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? Doctor Who, yeah. I did the kids. There's lots of children in the cast. We've got two of them with us. And we were talking about a show I did called The Sarah Jane Adventures. We've got Betty and Bieber.
Oh, hello, girls. How are you?
Fine.
Now, you're starring alongside the big man here, aren't you, as two of his children. There are lots of children on stage, though, at the time, aren't there?
Yeah.
But you two play twins, do you?
Yeah.
I could guess, yes.
Your pals are absolutely extraordinary.
Do you have a line as well, or do you sing along with the songs?
I sing along with the songs.
So what's your favourite song, then?
I don't know.
Shall I tell you mine? It's Getting to Know You. I really like that one. Is that one of your favourites? They've gone very quiet, haven't they? Now, of course, one of the main scenes is where you all walk on, isn't it? And they were just practising their walk, Tony.
Yeah.
It looks very impressive.
It was very impressive indeed. Holding one foot in front of the other like that.
It's good radio.
Absolutely great radio. This young man here who plays the part of the king.
Yes.
He's got hair.
That's a very good point. Now, I was talking to your producer and director about this. Rather than make you shave your head, he wanted to make quite a feature of the hair.
Yes, there's nothing textually that says he's bald. I think your winner was going bald, so he just decided to whip it all off anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, I've got hair, and I haven't got a six-pack.
Well, you said.
Well, I have got, there's lots of other shopping there, but no, he was bald. I mean, there's nothing in the text at all to suggest.
Because the Yul Brynner role made that role iconic in the 50s film version of this particular Rodgers and Hammerstein story.
You can't hide from that. He was extraordinary.
Absolutely.
I mean, I tried to avoid watching the film for a while, but then I did. I watched it before we started rehearsals, and he's wonderful. He's an Oscar-winning actor, you know. He was great.
Absolutely right. But you have made the role your own. I saw it just a week or so ago, and it was absolutely spectacular.
Oh, thank you so much.
Great fun. I mean, there are lots of laughs in there as well. It's a real family show, isn't it?
I think it's a funny piece, yeah. I mean, it's, dare I say, a roller coaster. There's a cliche. But it is. It's funny. It's tragic. It's something for everyone. There's a love story there. It's very political as well.
Yeah.
And I think you come away, hopefully, come away with a lot.
It's interesting, isn't it, that the story that is what, 60 years old now, almost to the year, still translates so well into modern times. There's lots to be drawn on, isn't there?
I think so. I think it's very personal. You know, you look at cultural friction.
Yeah.
You know, every time you turn the TV on now, there's some global issue that's very
women's relevant. Rights as well, you know.
Absolutely.
Very important.
This is before the suffragettes,
yeah.
Before feminism, really. Before women were, you know, invented. This show, there's this woman who just turns up in Siam, and she's a very powerful, strong-willed woman.
I anchor for those old days, don't you? I mean, really. Actually, I should have said that, because I've got the young girl's mum here immediately to my right, and that's Sian. Good morning, Sian.
Hi, Tony.
Now, I follow you on Twitter, and you follow me. You're mummy tips, aren't you? Really, mummy tips. And I've been watching, you know, as the days pass by, you know, girls going for auditions and stuff like that. So it's mummy trying to get the girls on the stage, is it?
No, not at all. It's driven by them, actually. Especially when we turned up for the auditions and there's so many children there. And we decided to audition because lots of children from Market Harbour had auditioned. And the plan was, when they all got in, that we'd all share lifts. And so there I am at the theatre every night waiting for the girls to finish, because they're the only children from Market Harbour.
I was going to say, your life must be manic at the moment. How on earth do you hold it all together? Mum, young children, a husband as well to think about. How on earth do you manage?
Well, I've actually kind of moved into the Curve. I've got a little corner in the bar that's my office.